This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. 10 years ago, Joe Lewis, a 20-something from an Austin suburb, first tried to storm the stage. By day, he was delivering fish from a local seafood restaurant. By night, he was a sensation, at least in Austin, doing blues in a hue quite different from the variety the city's best known for. With a sound that evokes stacks and muscle shoals more than cosmic cowboys, Joe Lewis stands out in Austin. But after a decade of playing the usual clubs and honing the sound into an infectious funk soul with a punk attitude, some think this may be the moment for Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Strong reviews for the just-released album Backlash, lots of love from NPR Music, features in national newspapers, and now this, a story on the Texas Standard. Can it get any better? Funny thing is, emerging from a city not known for a large African-American population, Lewis's rise comes on the heels of the success of another African-American guitar player, Gary Clark Jr. That sort of success might seem to suggest the possibility of yet another Austin-born blues revival, only this time, perhaps with a bit more soul. Joe Lewis seems to be drawing nearly endless comparisons to the likes of James Brown with a guitar, which must get exhausting.
No, I feel like we're doing our own thing, you know, James Brown is, I'm not as good as him, you know, but it's like, I'll take it. I don't know who I would like to be compared to.
I was going
to
ask, do you hear a voice in your head when you're like getting up on stage and you're thinking, oh yeah, this is kind of.
No, I just try to be my own thing, you know. I definitely have my influences, and James would definitely be one, and like Hendrix, and I like Nile Rodgers a lot. I love a lot of like 70s punk rock, you know, like Stiff Baters and all those bands, Dead Boys with all that stuff, and Iggy Pop. I love the Isley Brothers. I'm a big fan of them. You know, they're relevant in every era, you know what
right,
I'm saying? They're
sure.
Like doing everything.
Sure.
And so there's like all kinds of stuff.
But that's,
know?
I think that's the thing that makes the music that you're doing distinctive from a lot of the sort of the retro sort of throwback soul stuff. You can hear the sort of that punk rock attitude coming mm-hmm. out. And maybe that's because you're a guitar player too. And a lot of sort of classic soul shouters, mm-hmm. you know, for lack of a better expression, they're not guitarists as
yeah.
well. Do you think that makes a difference in your music?
I think, man, see, I'm not like the best dancer in the world, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like whenever you're like, I always tell people being a rapper and a stand-up comedians are the two hardest forms of live entertainment, I guess. And like not looking goofy at it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You gotta be really good at it. So, you know, I got the instrument, so it makes it that much easier.
You're sort of hiding behind it a little bit.
I mean, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I still get down. I definitely like being the main guitar player in my stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives me the character to my sound, you know what I'm saying?
It's a sound that comes from an unlikely place. Growing up, he says music wasn't a big deal at home, though Curtis Mayfield and the Isley Brothers could be heard on the radio. Joe didn't pick up the guitar until his late teens, working at a pawn shop, bored out of his mind, no lessons. Slowly building his confidence as a musician and a songwriter, Joe began spending his evenings at the dive bars and watering holes in Austin.
And then that's when I got to hanging around like musicians and stuff, and then that's when I actually found a little direction with my playing and being like knowing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Like just getting the real practice in, you know?
It was almost like because you were in Austin and it's hard to be a musician and not bump into some other pretty well-known musicians.
Yeah.
Like, you know, folks in Trail of Dead and Spoon and some of these other big bands,
yeah.
They started paying attention to what you were doing. You get the guitar, you start rubbing shoulders with other people,
mm-hmm.
people hear you sing and what you can do, and it just kind of starts to take off almost organically.
Yeah, like you're saying, like Trail of Dead was Jason Reese.
Jason Reese of Trail of Dead.
Yeah, he was like, that was his bar, the Beauty Bar. And I don't know how it happened, but that dude, the Britt Daniel from Spoon, ended up being there.
Jason and Britt probably know each other.
Yeah, they already knew each other.
Right.
And I think he told him to come down or something like that. And
Before long, Jim Eno of Spoon is producing your first couple of records, right?
Yeah, after we met Britt that night, we got a call to open up for them at Mohawk, I think it was. And then we got offered to go do like 6 or 7 days with them on the West Coast. And that was like our first tour.
You know, something else that's extraordinary about your rise, I mean, it's the elephant in the room, is the fact that you're Black. Austin is not a very culturally diverse, well, let's put it this way, not racially diverse.
Yes, yes.
There's a story a friend of mine told me that he saw you perform in some place and someone said, "Hey, Black Joe, what do you think about such and such?" And you turned around and say, "You get that Black Joe Lewis is my stage name, right?"
Hey, man, sometimes you gotta check people or else people will run with it. You know what I mean? You definitely bring on some conflict taking on that name, you know what I'm saying? So,
what was the significance of calling yourself Black Joe Lewis when you went out there first?
Well, it's like when you're talking about with the Austin thing and the diversity, you know, it's like me and my friend were like, well, there's no Black people playing blues in Austin, so let's just do it and just kind of screw with everybody. That's how it started up. And then, things just kind of took off. And then I was like, oh, well, I guess that's my name, you know? There's a fire burning in the ghetto.
Oh, my ghost long dead. It's flames up there by the winds of a terrible crime. Yeah. Do you feel like you're making political statements with your songs?
You know, I got Nature's Natural Destruction. It's kind of about, like, you know, like the whole police shooting Black people and Black on Black crime and all that, kind of like a whole roll in one. And then, you know, and I had the last song on the album is called Maroon, and that one's kind of just like about maroon societies back in the Americas, you know, back in the day and stuff. Slaves that had escaped and like made communities within these jungles, you know, where they were able to hide out. They were more prevalent like in like South America and in the Caribbean and stuff like that. You know, these people would like do like they would cook their food like the jerk chicken, you know, they cook that under the ground because it was harder for the English dudes, dogs, to sniff them out, you know what I'm saying, when they're cooking their food. You know, and they'd go in and raid the towns like at night, you know, and take off, you know. I'm just all about like the little guy versus the big guy, you know what I'm saying?
You feel like the little guy's winning?
No, not normally, but it's a valiant effort, I guess, you know? It's the good fight to fight, I think, you know? Because it's usually like the big guy's usually the bad guy, you know? That's just how it is.
You come off to me on stage as someone who really likes to party.
Yeah.
Not so much someone who's sort of preoccupied with politics.
I wouldn't say I'm preoccupied with it,
But you know, clearly think a lot about it.
Yeah, a lot of different things to think about, you know? So, but I do like to party.
Just for the record, Texas. Yeah, but doing everything for you. Very cool to get a chance to say hello to you. Thanks so much for coming into Texas Standard.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears' new album is Backlash.